the things that he did at that time for this revolution, if today we can say, like, if Iran has the constitution today, it's because of the hard working of Shahid Beheshti, the dedication that he had on this work.
This is a natural principle, that people are affected by their rulers.
One thing very obvious about his character that made him more influential was his management skills. Not only management skills, but in the more modern sense of it, leadership qualities. He was truly a leader. And when it came to him actually leading the whole group of scholars who were working on the Iranian constitution, you can see the high capability of this person.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio. This is the teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most understanding Muslim scholars and thinkers, jurists and philosophers all across the nation of Islam, with the presence of two experts, guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Zazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Dr. Zazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the
show. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
That's right. We are mainly concerned with the thoughts and speeches of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti. Most of his speeches were in Farsi and some of them in English language. We try to select one beautiful part and fruitful part of his speech, playing it in Farsi language along with the English translation, and then we'll start our elaboration with the presence of the experts over here. Let's listen to this part of his speech, talking about the concept of imamat, or leadership, and then we'll get back.
A leader in an Islamic society must be either a total and perfect icon of Islam, as Imam Ali was, or to be, to live, and to act like Imam Ali, if not being him. A leader's behavior, actions, words, and standing positions in an Islamic community must fully manifest an image of Islam. This is a natural principle that people are affected by their rulers. The actions and behavior of a ruler and leader in society will influence people. This is a principle. People will look upon their leaders and rulers to act and will move in a way they have taken step into.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This was the audio file of Shahid Beheshti talking about leadership and the imamat. And Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, Shahid Beheshti is enumerating some main characteristics of a leader of a society and how much the leaders of a society can affect the lives of their people, the people who are living under their leadership. This is very important, something which is, I think, forgotten to this world, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, this is very important, obviously, because people are following their leaders. We can see, like, the countries in the West, if they are the oppressors, because the leaders are doing that, the whole nation has to follow or see the consequences. Obviously, the people, the general people who are living, might be there are some people who disagree with them, but obviously, the leaders, when they have such thinking, obviously, people have to follow that. It's one of the, it's a general thing that is happening in the world. And obviously, we can see throughout the history that people were following their kings and the leaders. An-nasu ala
dina mulukahim.
People are following the religion of their chiefs or the, we
or
can
people
say
are affected by the
affected
leaders.
Affected by the leaders.
Right. Okay.
This is one of the main things. Okay. And that's why, you know, in Islam, the prophets and the leaders were appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why people did not choose prophets from amongst themselves? You know, this was always discussed in all times. Like whenever a prophet used to come with the signs and the miracles and all those things and the books, the chiefs or the, you know, the people who were like running the society, they always had this excuse. They were saying like, why Allah did not choose one of us being the prophet,
that's
and why he made you the prophet And that's why he had the argument and he brought the miracles and all those. So basically, this is one of the, we can say, principles that Allah has always sent a teacher, a leader, a guide from himself. Why? So that people will follow his path.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Dr. Azad, some might say that the concept of imamat and leadership is only limited to the Arab Peninsula in that time. I mean, at the time of the Prophet, and he was passing away, and the Muslim Ummah and the society might lack a leader, so Prophet Muhammad. And nowadays, in the 21st century, the people do not need such concepts at all, the concept of imamat or leadership. What's your answer to this question? Do you think that the concept of imamat and leadership is not applicable at all in today's world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This important question can be answered in many different ways, and we can look at these from different aspects. But from the point of view that Shahid Beheshti is talking about, he mentions that very famous saying in the Arabic that says, "Annas ala din mulukihim," so the people are on the religion or on the manner of their leaders, and he wants to, and he says this is very natural, and that's very true, I think. Because people are naturally influenced and impressed by the people who are in power. So people who have power in any form of power, I mean, this is not only limited in the, for example, the kings. That is a very obvious example. But in addition to that, people who we can call them elites, people who are celebrities, people who are in power in the sense of not only political power, but also, let's say, social power, or let's say scholarly power or scientific power. These people naturally, this is our nature of humankind. These people who are more powerful are necessarily more influential.
That's right.
A person who has more power will naturally be more influential, and they have a broader domain of influence. This is very natural. And this means that, let's say, a special person who turns out to become somehow in charge of something, or he becomes in focus of other people, who turns out to be in the focus of other people.
Right.
In addition to the previous responsibilities that he had to the society, he will have a lot of more additional responsibilities for the society. Because at this point, let me bring this example. Imam Ali alayhi salam, or any other person, when he becomes, formally and officially, when he officially becomes the political leader of the society, he will have a lot of extra responsibilities, even in his personal lifestyle. This is what I wanted
to
say. People may say, okay, it's obvious that he will have more responsibilities about the society. But I'm saying something more. And he has said in some of his sayings, if a person becomes officially the leader of any type of the society, in many cases, he may have to even change his personal lifestyle.
That's right.
Because people look at him from all the different angles. People look at him as an exemplary for them. If they see that person who is inviting them to be a good person is not a good person himself, or is not actually taking care of his own family and his own deeds, that will have a very bad negative impact on the minds of different people.
And in contrast to today's leaders,
they are really
the
bad influences.
Not only the bad influences. The difference between Imam Ali and today's leaders all across the world was that Ali was Ali.
Yeah.
And is Ali and will be Ali, okay? He was the same, okay?
Right.
But nowadays, the leaders, or the presidents or the officials, in order to get more votes, they try to be like the people, okay?
Right.
Their past is very different.
Before election.
Yeah, before election. Their past and presence and the future are very different, but for Imam Ali, the criteria was different.
Yeah, you're right. And so, returning back to your question, you said, is it something that is only for the time of the Prophet? No, of course not, because based on this criterion that I talked about, because people are influenced by the leaders, so the leadership is always an important issue.
Issue in the society, that's
And that's why there were, like, obviously, criteria is there.
Yes.
The taqwa is there, like being pious, the most... Obviously, being the most knowledgeable, being the most pious in the society, these are the criteria that are set by the Islam. And Why Imam Ali? Obviously, Shahid Beheshti is also referring to that. Mm-hmm. Why Imam Ali? Because there was no one like Imam Ali. Mm-hmm. We have in the narrations, for example, if I can just
quote a
couple of one narration from different books. Obviously, this narration has been narrated in a couple of books. Like Tabarani has said in Mu'jam al-Kabir, volume 12, narration number 12,341, and also in Majma' al-Zawa'id, it's volume 9, narration number 184. And similarly in Majma' al-Saghir, it has come, obviously, the hadith is that Abdullah bin Akim, he has said that the Prophet ﷺ has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ أَوْحَىٰ إِلَيَّ فِي عَلِيٍّ ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْيَاءَ لَيْلَةَ أُسْرِيَ بِي. The night when I was going for the Mi'raj, the night of Mi'raj,
yes,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon me three things about Ali. And the first thing is, أَنَّهُ سَيِّدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is the leader and the master of the mu'mineen, believers.
Okay.
That's why we call him أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that's سَيِّدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَإِمَامُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He is the leader of the pious ones. Mm-hmm. Now, we think about someone being pious, and there is someone who is the master or the leader of the pious ones. Mm-hmm. Muttaqin, Imam al-Muttaqin.
Very good.
Sayyid al-Mu'mineen. Mm-hmm. And the third one is Qa'id al-Ghur al-Muhajjaleen. He is the leader on the Day of Judgment for those who will be with the white faces, with the enlightened faces.
Yes, lightened faces.
Enlightened faces.
Faces full of light. That's
faces full of light.
Okay.
So basically, if Imam Ali was chosen as the successor of the Prophet on the Day of Qadir, it was because of these characteristics that was in Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
And that's why Shahid Beheshti is referring, like, there must be someone who, the Ali should be the leader, or someone like Ali,
like
after
Ali.
Him.
Yes.
And all the times we need to have a leader. Mm-hmm. And obviously, why we need to have a leader? It's because obviously people follow their leaders. They are on the religion of their leaders. They follow what they see. So if a person being at the position of being a leader, being a pious, the society will become pious.
That's all right.
If prophets were not the imams, they were not the leaders of the society, okay, the people wouldn't follow the religion.
But Sayyid Mohsen, at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, for the five-year period that he was, he became the caliph, the fourth caliph, and we Shias as the imam of the society. Imam Ali affected the people. But at the same time, he was martyred by the Muslims on that time. So it shows that such an affection and influence did not work. Did it work?
Well, obviously it worked. Obviously, when he wasn't even at the, like, obviously I said Khilafah is one of the duties of Imam.
Okay.
It comes under the duties of Imam,
yes,
the political leadership, yes, we can say, like the Khilafah.
Yes.
So obviously he has the influence of the people, and there are hypocrites as well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that there is a whole surah, Surah Al-Munafiqun, in the Quran.
In the Quran.
They were the hypocrites. They were the enemies. They were the influential, we can say, enemies or the in the society, in the Muslim,
yes,
society. They were the deviations.
Mm-hmm.
We had the people who were like deviated from the right path.
Yes.
They were there, obviously,
okay,
and who thought that whatever they think is the right thing.
That's right.
And that is the main problem.
Main,
like,
reason.
Whenever we have an imam or the leader, obviously, there are the enemies.
That's all right.
So we should not say, like, if there is an imam, a perfect person, then the whole society is perfect.
That's
this is
right.
Wrong.
Okay.
The theft is there, obviously. Robbery is there. The sins are there.
The sins are there. That's right. That's all right. And sometimes, the terrorists are there. We can say we are judging a society by the leaders that they have. But I think this is the wrong case, isn't it? Because although we can say at the time of the Ma'soom, it,
yeah,
wasn't Ma'soom. They could see him physically every day on the street, but
yeah,
the problems were not solved. The deviations were not solved.
Yeah, you know, the importance and the necessity of having a proper leader, a good leader, does not mean that having it makes everything completely ideal. No, that really helps to have a better society. But it does not mean that people will be free of their own wills. You know, people will have the freedom of wills. And, you know, we have seen at the time of, even at the time of the great prophets of God, that at the same time there have been people who will not follow them.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, yeah, it really helps those people who want to follow the prophets, or those people who want to be good people, when they see a good example in their leaders, it will really help them in pursuing that goal. It will really help them in being better by just looking at the lifestyle and at the manner and the behavior of their leaders. Okay. This is what we mean by that, and it really is important, in our today's
world, which is very important. That's all right. Thank you very much, Dr. Azazadeh and Said Mohsen Naghvi, for your presence in the program. The teacher and dear listeners, thank you much too for listening to this episode of The Teacher. You can download for free our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, on our website, parstudio.com/Ian Colour of Islam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube page, Colour of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Mu'allim.